The Fisherman and His Wife by Jakob and Wilhelm Grimm. There was once a fisherman who lived with his wife in a pigsty close by the seaside. The fisherman used to go out all day long a-fishing, and one day, as he sat on the shore with his rod, looking at the sparkling waves and watching his line, all on a sudden his float was dragged away deep into the water, and in drawing it up, he pulled out a great fish. But the fish said, "Pray let me live. I am not a real fish. I am an enchanted prince. Put me in the water again and let me go."
"Ho, ho," said the man. "You need not make so many words about the matter. I will have nothing to do with a fish that can talk. So swim away, sir, as soon as you please."
Then he put him back into the water, and the fish darted straight down to the bottom and left a long streak of blood behind him on the wave. When the fisherman went home to his wife in the pigsty, he told her how he had caught a great fish, and how it had told him it was an enchanted prince, and how, on hearing it speak, he had let it go again.
"Did you not ask it for anything?" said the wife. "We live very wretchedly here, in this nasty, dirty pigsty. Do go back and tell the fish we want a snug little cottage."
The fisherman did not much like the business. However, he went to the seashore. And when he came back there, the water looked all yellow and green, and he stood at the water's edge and said,
"O man of the sea, hearken to me. My wife Ilsebil will have her own will, and hath sent me to beg a boon of thee."
Then the fish came swimming to him and said,
"Well, what is her will? What does your wife want?"
"Ah," said the fisherman, "she says that when I had caught you, I ought to have asked you for something before I let you go. She does not like living any longer in the pigsty, and wants a snug little cottage."
"Go home, then," said the fish. "She is in the cottage already."
So the man went home and saw his wife standing at the door of a nice, trim little cottage.
"Come in, come in," said she. "Is not this much better than the filthy pigsty we had?"
And there was a parlor, and a bedchamber, and a kitchen, and behind the cottage there was a little garden, planted with all sorts of flowers and fruit.